AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Like the architect said, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright was a great visionary and artist, but he really wasn't as good an engineer. And they said he ran into so many problems with
it. That show, I'm learning the same thing too, where, yes, beautiful ideas. And he apparently was one who would, you couldn't tell him no. And so they would end up designing it and getting it like set for him. And then within usually a couple years, like things would start collapsing on themselves and a lot of leaking problems. The practicality was not there in terms of long-term use or finding ways to negate nature.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if anybody haunts his, it's Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Back haunting, you know, his designs for sure.
To your point, Tony, I heard a story about one of the homes that he built, and it really needed, it needed steel structure to keep it the way he wanted to be. And he was just totally against it. He did not want any steel, but they put it in anyway when he wasn't around. And that's the only reason why it's still standing.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he haunts it probably.
Yeah, he's really pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Someday when we have time, we have to go into the Frank Lloyd Wright murder stories where his, you know,
what?
His wife was murdered and all the people in the house.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Murdered. Yeah,
that's right. There's
we don't have time tonight, but sometime let's get on and we'll talk about that.
I didn't know about this.
Oh, it's good. It's real good. Yeah.
It sounds horrible. Like his family was murdered.
Yeah. All of them. Yeah. They were like, I want to say 8 people were killed with an axe that day.
What?
Yeah. It was an axe.
What is this?
It happened up in
West. Axe murder.
It happened.
Carol, are you like just as surprised as I am by this? I've never heard of this.
I think it was Wisconsin, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mass murder inside his house took the lives of his mistress and 6 others.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he'd run off with somebody's wife and she finally did get divorced, but they were having trouble getting married because, you know, back in the day. And I think he couldn't get divorced from his wife and there were all these things. But anyway,
so who was the murderer?
Somebody that worked as that they hired to be like a handyman at the house.
Why did he kill?
They said he was just, you know, mentally ill, but he actually had nailed all the windows and everything shut. And then he went through and he killed them all with an axe and then he set the house on fire.
Is this, so the house is gone now, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
There's a and great PBS special on it, Tony, if you want to look it up.
No kidding. I know what I'm going to watch going to bed tonight. Frank Lloyd Wright's family burning to death.
Well, and he happened to be out of town too. So or he probably.
My God. What's the PBS special, Tony?
It is called Right at the Time.
And no,
it's
a W.
W R I G H T at the time. And Ken Burns actually is the one who.
Yeah,
oh, Ken Burns.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I
had no idea, did you?
We're going to watch out while you're here.
Yeah, you bet.
Dang.
Carol, this feels like it's a moment of what is it? Where.
Sponsorship time?
No, sponsorship. Not a sponsorship. Hey,
read the sponsor, Carol.
Yeah, read the sponsor while I try to remember the words I'm trying to get out of my mouth.
We can't even remember now.
No, the Mandela effect almost, in a way where I've never heard of this. And I've been, I guess I don't know very much about Frank Lloyd Wright, then, do I? I mean, I always have liked his work. I can't say I've studied him clearly, but I would have think this would have come up in conversation or on something in the many years that I've looked up Frank Lloyd Wright houses or heard about him. It's like a big deal.
I am kind of surprised that this is, you even come from that neck of the
woods. I know.
Well, and this happened in 1914, and it did destroy Taliesin.
Mm-hmm. And then he went west and built the new one.
Right, correct. Tony, this is a great for your other podcasts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you should do like a cold case or a unknown story or something like that. True crime of all
this
the
be an interesting one. Yeah.
Yeah. Really good, yeah.
When we get a eighth day in the week, I'm on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that is definitely brought to you by Vicks. So
yes, Vicks breaks and more.
Breaks and more.
Yes.
Get it right, Todd. That's our
story. I don't know, sorry.
Do we have any more phone calls, Carol?
Well, wait. If we have enough time, can we talk about The Conjuring?
Oh, let's do that. Let's talk about The Conjuring instead. Yeah.
Thought, and I want to know what you think, kind of a review.
Yeah. So this is Conjuring.
Last
Rites. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting because last week or the week before, we were talking a little bit about Tony Spera, mm-hmm. and also him selling the Ed and Lorraine Warren home to Matt Rife and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I think we got a little heated, didn't we, Carol?
A little bit.
I know Tony did. Yeah. Well, I saw the movie yesterday and Saturday night, I guess. It is about the Smurl family in Pennsylvania around Pittsburgh. They had a haunting in the mid 80s around 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, Tony Spera and Ed and Lorraine Warren's daughter, Judy, who are now married, are very, very prominent in this movie. So you do get the story of the haunting and what Ed and Lorraine kind of did to help that situation. But it really does focus a lot around Tony and Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's a Conjuring movie, so it's decent. I was a little disappointed that it didn't have more to do with the actual family itself. And to throw a little nugget out there, I saw some social media posting from some of the Smurl family members who were also a little surprised and upset that the movie really didn't tell their story as much as they told the story of Tony and Judy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what is the story what is the version of the story of Tony and Judy that were being told in the movie?
Well, I didn't know this, and again, dramatized and all kind of stuff, but it seems like Ed and Lorraine were very, very protective of Judy because she almost didn't make it when she was born.
Yeah.
And so they kind of shielded her from a lot of what they did for a living. And in this one case, apparently, according to the movie, she brought them to this house in Pennsylvania because they weren't going to do it at the time. Ed was sick. They were kind of starting to wrap up their whole business with the paranormal, and she brought them to that house. In the meantime, Tony comes into the picture, starts dating Judy. He wants to get married. Ed doesn't want him to marry his daughter, all that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff you would see, you know, a young couple doing, but it really focused around Judy and her connection with this particular haunting in Pittsburgh area.
Interesting. Is this the one involving a goat?
There's no goat.
Okay.
Well, that was unexpected to me.
Carol, is that not a Tony type thing to say?
And he says it with such conviction. And
I know. There is one. I'm pulling up my Audible right now because I've read one of their books. I did the audiobook a while back.
I read their audiobook. It had a goat in it, if I remember.
Well, correctly. I'm just trying to figure out which one.
What I found ironic was that there's been all this controversy just recently with Tony and Judy selling the house to Matt Rife. There was a lot of negativity online, and we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago or last week. And then all of a sudden, big storyline in the Conjuring movie about Tony and Judy. So I don't know if it was all put together or what.
Back up for me, Todd, because with the sale of the Conjuring house, and there's all this, if you kind of look into it, there's a lot of this drama going on and rumors circulating and poor management or something. I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff. Is that because of Tony and Judy, or was there someone?
No, it's nothing to do with Tony and Judy.
You might be getting the Conjuring house and the sale of Ed and Lorraine's house mixed up.
Two totally different things.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. So
there is a goat involved in one of the stories.
Okay, tell which story.
I don't know.
Well, you can't prove it. All of a sudden, this seems like you're just making shit up. Yes. Okay,
I will prove it.
Yeah. All right. We've got the time, and it's brought to you by Carol.
Vicks Brakes and More.
Vicks Brakes and More for all your brakes and more needs. They offer fast, friendly service and a name you can trust with all the
Chinese and beyond. They're not going to pay for this one. They're not going to pay for that one. You have to do a make good.
I'm doing okay until I get to the 80s and 90s part, and I don't know how to do that transition.
Yeah.
So, Todd, perhaps you could advise me.
I think you're wonderful.
From a name you can trust, where's the transition into?
I don't know that there is one. Tony's still looking for the goat story.
80s, 90s, and beyond. Is it music or car models?
So with the Smurl story, it was an antique mirror that got the house haunted.
Really?
So be careful of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always advise against antique mirrors.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I don't want one in my house.
I've got a couple, and I don't have any problems with it. But I am very careful of that kind of stuff. And Carol and Kathy, you were talking about, going out in cemeteries and stuff. If you are going to investigate, just know, even as careful as you are, something can follow you back. Plain and simple.
I think it's in the book Satan's Harvest.
Of course it is.
Satan's Ghost Harvest.
Paul just messaged us and says, Carol, where's that store located?
In Melbourne, Maine.
In Tony's mind,
or maybe it's in one. I don't know. It's one of these. I'm sicking Google. I'm sicking Grok on it right now. Maybe it is. Okay.
Now, Todd, if you have two antique,
here we go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would you ever let them be where they can reflect off of each other?
You can do something like that, right? Isn't there some sort of investigation that you can do with mirrors and stuff like that, pointing them toward one another?
There's something in that. There's something. I don't know what it's called.
I've heard don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Then I'm sorry. Every single department store in the 80s would have been infested with demons.
Every Sears.
Every store. Dayton's is fucking. Yeah, exactly. Because that's the coolest thing. It's like, look at the mirrors.
those back aisles in Home Goods now. You got to stay out of those.
Exactly.
Eric texted in and said, there's no goat in the Conjuring series. I think Tony is mistaken in the movie The Witch.
No, I'm not talking about the Conjuring series. I'm talking about
Ed and Lorraine.
Ed and Lorraine. Yes. Okay. Satan's Harvest is the book. Okay. The narrative centers on Theorault's life of escalating supernatural terror, starting
from his abusive childhood on a farm where he endured beatings and had disturbingly early exposure to bestiality with farm animals.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. Including goats.
Do we
his
have
trauma to open doors to demonic
kind of
influence?
Book for you audio reading.
So this trauma opened doors to demonic influence, leading to full possession, exorcisms, and horrific manifestations like levitation, speaking in tongues, and physical assaults. It all goes back to him doing goats.
Oh. So that's the book that was in his room on the bookshelf that his mom didn't want him to read.
It was always open to that page every morning.
I thought it was about farm animals, Mom. And then my speak and say would be like, the goat goes. And you do it in reverse and it sounds like it's him.
Satan.
So is it, it's a good movie. I don't know.
I mean,
I can't speak to its authenticity by any means, but right. It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's dramatized like Hollywood, yeah. Hollywood would do. I would say that in the series, it's worth watching if you're into the Conjuring series. Okay. I think the first movie in the series was the absolute best, and they've kind of gone downhill after that.
I felt like they started making them into superheroes.
Yeah, they should have started wearing capes. Is that what you mean? Yeah, a little bit.
It really felt like that. I don't think I've not watched a ton of them. I thought the first one was great. And that was kind of it. Like two was okay. You know,
the coolest part of this movie was at the wedding for spoiler alert, but a big deal. Yeah. Tony and Judy get married, and at the wedding, the families of all the places that they investigated were in the church.
Oh,
so that was kind of a nice little thing.
I wonder if that's real.
I don't know.
Is that, I mean, that works great for the movie, but like, I don't know that. I mean, were the ghosts were there. The what's
Perrin
the
family? Perrin?
Not the Perrin. Well, yeah, maybe the Perrin family too. I can guarantee they weren't fucking there.
They weren't doing what there?
Well, they were fucking there, and they were not at that wedding. I can guarantee you that.
Why? Because
he punched. He tried. He hit. He punched Ed. Then they weren't. They were not like buddies. They were not like. They didn't have a good thing going after all. They weren't fucking there.
I was like, I hope not. It's a church.
No, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I'll watch it. That seems like I saw 28 years later has now come out to on demand as well, which just feels old because I remember going to watching the 28 days later 28 years ago, and never really contemplated. Oh, there'll be a 28 years version of this movie.
Later. What is that one about? 28 days.
It was like a viral contagion thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turned people into zombies and they chased you. Because it was in the late it was in the 90s at some point when it came out. And then they had 28 like weeks later or 28, it was months later or something. There was several into the series. And now the natural progression has been literally 28 years later. So I'm kind of curious about that. But
well, I saw Downton Abbey and I loved it. It was so good.
Downton Abbey with zombies.
Everything I wanted from Downton Abbey grand finale. It was wonderful.
What wasn't there like a series where it was like something like that with zombies?
Downton Abbey with zombies. That could be the next one.
There was a whole series of like Victorian novels like Pride and Prejudice and
with zombies. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then remember there was also there was so many weird variations of like Abraham Lincoln vampire killer.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who can forget?
I saw that. That was so bad.
Did you see it? I can't imagine it. I'm really surprised. It was screaming, this is going to be great.
Well, no, but there's two things alike. It's ghosts and vampires. And I like Abraham Lincoln. So I thought, you know.
This is a win-win. How could I go wrong?
But it was not a win-win.
All right. I think that'll wrap up this edition of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are downloading the program. And also let us know your thoughts on the stories in the comment section on YouTube. You can find us there at Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol, Kathy, Todd, myself, and Tony Bruschi, we will talk again real soon.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central, on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.